A nuclear power plant is failing. Engineers scramble. Consultants huddle. Then one expert walks in, examines the massive machinery for a few minutes, and marks a single X on one gauge. "Replace this part," he says. The bill arrives, $10,000. When the plant manager demands an itemization, the consultant replies, $1 for the X, $9,999 for knowing where to place it. This isn't just a clever anecdote, it's the difference between working yourself to exhaustion and achieving extraordinary results. Think about your own life for a moment. How many hours do you spend each week on tasks that barely move the needle? How often do you collapse into bed feeling busy but not accomplished? The brutal truth is that most of us are placing X's everywhere except where they truly matter. We've confused motion with progress, busyness with productivity. Success isn't about doing more, it's about identifying the few critical actions that create disproportionate results and focusing there with laser intensity. When Mark Cuban was building his first businesses, he credited this principle for helping him cut through the noise of entrepreneurship. Today, Fortune 500 companies and productivity experts from David Allen to Cal Newport have built entire systems around this core insight. Your ability to identify and concentrate on high-value activities determines everything you accomplish. What if 80% of your daily effort produces minimal results? An insurance executive working 7-day weeks discovered this truth. By identifying the 20% of activities generating 80% of his value, the Pareto Principle, he cut his schedule to 5 days while tripling his income and improving his health and relationships. Consider your typical day. Hours in unnecessary meetings, searching for files, handling tasks others could do, responding to low-priority requests. Meanwhile, that crucial career-advancing project sits untouched because you're too busy. The shift is profound. Stop measuring worth by hours worked. You're rewarded for accomplishments, not activities. Accept complete responsibility for your results. When you stop making excuses, you gain tremendous power to change your life. View yourself as self-employed, regardless of who signs your paycheck. When you see yourself as president of your own personal services corporation, you naturally become more strategic about investing your time. Research from the Hawthorne Electric Plant revealed a fascinating truth. Simply paying attention to any behavior improves it. Before starting any task, ask yourself, what am I trying to do? How am I trying to do it? What assumptions am I making? What if those assumptions were wrong? What would I need to do differently? These questions prevent the most common productivity killer, working hard on the wrong things. Most people confuse activity with achievement, never pausing to ensure they're solving the right problems. Be clear about objectives, but flexible about methods. When you encounter resistance, don't just push harder. Step back and consider alternatives. The wall you're banging your head against might have a door just a few feet away. Work from a written list. Externalizing your thoughts clears your mind, reveals priorities, and makes progress visible. Prioritize using the ABCD method. A tasks are must-dos with serious consequences. B tasks should be done but carry minor consequences. C tasks have zero consequences. D tasks can be delegated. E tasks can be eliminated. The cardinal rule: never work on B tasks when A tasks remain. Distinguish urgent from important. Urgent tasks demand immediate attention: the ringing phone, the crisis email. Important tasks have significant long-term consequences, but can be postponed: strategic planning, skill development, preventative maintenance. Most people spend their days reacting to urgent matters while neglecting important ones. Throughout your day, ask, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Once identified, start immediately and persist until completion. Today's challenge isn't finding things to do, it's choosing what not to do. Greater accomplishment comes from doing less of higher value. Simplify using the 7 R's: rethinking, considering better approaches, reevaluating, assessing your reality, reorganizing, maximizing outputs, restructuring, channeling resources to the vital 20%, re-engineering, improving processes, reinventing, recreating yourself, and regaining control, setting new goals. Start by determining your core values. Identify your 5 most important values and organize them by priority. Ask yourself, what would you wish for with a magic wand? How would you design your perfect lifestyle? What work activities do you genuinely enjoy? These questions reveal what you truly want and help identify activities to stop, increase, or begin. The most powerful simplification tool is learning to say no. As Steve Jobs said, people think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on, but that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas. Begin simplifying immediately. Clear workspace clutter. Create periods of silence. Practice solitude for 30 to 60 minutes daily. Breakthrough ideas emerge in stillness, not chaos. Your ability to think is your most precious resource. The law of cause and effect underlies all success. Thoughts are causes, conditions are effects. As Earl Nightingale discovered, we become what we think about most of the time. Optimism is the predominant quality of successful people, strengthening immune systems and generating more creative ideas. To develop mental fitness, practice 7 thinking patterns. Think about the future. Only 10% of people can clearly describe their ideal life 5 years ahead. Practice idealization. Imagine your perfect future without limitations, creating a dream list of everything you'd want if success was guaranteed. Think about your goals. Only 3% of adults write down goals. The formula: decide what you want, write it down, set deadlines, list required actions, organize into a plan, and take immediate action daily. Commit to excellence. Decide to join the top 10% in your field by consistently improving daily. Ask yourself, what one skill, if developed excellently, would help me most? Focus on results. Successful people constantly think about expected outcomes, organizing tasks by priority. They identify their most important task and persevere until completion. Concentrate on solutions. When something goes wrong, ask, what's the solution? What do we do now? Dedicate yourself to lifelong learning. Invest 3% of your income in yourself through reading, audio programs, and valuable courses. Develop action orientation. A sense of urgency can propel you to the top of your field. The faster you move, the better your life becomes. Personal strategic planning transforms how you move from where you are to where you want to be. One executive team, initially skeptical about the process, aimed to grow sales from $75 million to $100 million, but reached $125 million within 12 months. They realized they'd been succeeding on luck rather than clear strategy. Strategic planning focuses you on important tasks. While corporate planning increases return on equity, personal strategic planning maximizes return on energy, your mental, emotional, and physical capital. Life follows the sigmoid curve, an S shape lying sideways. Every endeavor begins high, declines through learning, rises through growth, plateaus, then declines again. This pattern applies to careers, relationships, and businesses. Recognizing where you are on this curve reveals when strategic changes are needed. The focal point process divides life into 7 areas: business/career, family/personal life, money investments, health fitness, personal growth, social/community, and spiritual development. Rate yourself 1 to 10 in each area to identify stress sources. Then apply 7 strategic steps. Define values, create vision, set goals, identify needed skills, develop habits, plan activities, and take immediate action. Today's professionals average 14 jobs across 5 careers. With over 1 million new businesses launching annually and constant disruption, view yourself as president of your own personal services corporation. You're always self-employed, regardless of who signs your paycheck. Success begins with value clarification, determining which principles matter most and in what order. High performers are clear about their values and refuse to compromise them. Your values determine emotions, motivations, relationships, and work satisfaction, while simplifying critical decisions. Next, envision your ideal work life 5 years ahead. Practice back from the future thinking by mentally looking back from that future point to determine necessary steps. Your mission statement describes what you want to accomplish, something achievable and measurable. Career advancement requires four strategies: specialization, channeling talents into valuable areas; differentiation, setting yourself apart through superior performance; segmentation, identifying who benefits most from your skills; and concentration, focusing single-mindedly on serving your specific market. The critical question: what one skill, if developed to excellence, would have the greatest positive impact on my career? First, you shape your habits, then your habits shape you. Effective professionals cultivate punctuality, time management, self-discipline, concentration, and task completion. Through the law of reversibility, you can act as if you already possess a desired habit until it becomes part of your personality. Success isn't about working harder, it's about working smarter by identifying where to place your X.